Blog Talk Radio.
How are you guys doing? I'm doing another podcast. You know, it's important that due to misinterpretations that I have throughout my life and on my podcast, that I express myself very thorough about what I mean to those who listen to it or listen to my music, because I keep coming across people who are misunderstand me or misinformed or trying to undermine my integrity as a podcaster, but most importantly as an artist. When I talk about podcasts with people that I come across in my neighborhood, or, you know, I try to reinforce that being a podcaster is entertainment. It's entertainment, and there's a disclaimer, it's the truth. It's legal to talk what I say, but I never say the people's names, you know, to prevent legal action. I'm an artist. I came to Los Angeles to be an artist, to make a living at it, to be successful at it. I'm not going to back down. I didn't come to Los Angeles for anything else, but through the changes and through the really real, which is reality of old, getting older and not getting discovered yet, I had to change, make some changes. So I do have some other aspirations. Academia is related, but overall, I'm truly an artist. That's my essence. And it's important for me to express thyself without being criticized for it, especially if I'm not that famous. I'm only famous on YouTube, so if I got bigger, I'm already famous to an extent, but if I get bigger, I know the criticism will be more direct out in the public where I can see it. So that's my stance. If I talk about allegations at my home or whatever, I always make sure that I be careful what I say, you know, allege or whatever. The reason why I bring this up, I have people in my environment because of my podcast statements or because of whatever complaints I have off stage or whatever, and made false assessments, defamatory comments saying that I'm, you know, it could be that I could sue them for it. You know, I don't want to get into that. When someone who don't know me making assessments on my mental health and me without knowing me and knowing the whole circumstances of what I do, that is totally unfair and that is wrong. You know, they make assessments saying I'm schizophrenic or I have a delusion. That is a lie. I mean, they even said I had a delusion when I was making music. I'm a crazy person making music. I am not. I did not make music for fun. I make music for real, you know. I am a broadcast music songwriter, professional songwriter. I am a professional music. You heard my videos. They've been released professionally. So that's legit. No one else owns my songs. I said that. That is the truth. As far as my expressions of podcasts, there's millions of people doing podcasters. You should listen to someone like Joe Rogan, who I cannot relate to and never will, but he say way more wacky stuff than I would ever will, and he's a much, much famous person. There's, you know, podcasts or not, there's so much craziness out there. Whatever I say is PG-13. So we need to be careful what they say. Now, if I see anybody online or if I hear it and I know who said it, these allegations, false allegations about my health, then I will take legal action, because it's not fair for me to be seeing or hearing someone make a false assessment. But the truth is, no matter how how much expression that we have, or what I have. There are ignorant people out there and evil people out there who say stuff like that. You have to give people the benefit of the doubt. And the artist is here to express thyself. That's me. Artists always need to express themselves. Some artists can go way far, you know, in the art. Like Madonna, she, you know, I admire her to how much she expressed herself. But then again, I look at other artists out here who use imagery and stuff in music and expression to an extent that is way beyond anything that I would consider or for what I would do that, you know, that would be considered typical. And that's okay. That's good. Art is to express and to expand and to create. And I love to create. And what I do is nothing compared to what a lot of people, not just famous, but all, there's a bunch of podcasters, they say all kinds of crazy things. So I don't really say anything that's really, that would consider someone to question my integrity. But at the same time, I will admit there's repetition in what I say about certain things. But being a podcaster, I have to express myself like music. That's why I became a creator, because I have to express. When I was younger, you know, I couldn't express myself as a child. You know, always a shy. So when I got adult, I realized I need to vent, express as much as possible to be healthy. Don't let anyone repress your expression. You know, I can't let somebody express, someone tell me to repress my expression, you know. And I'm telling you the same thing. If you need to express yourself, express it. As long as I have respect for other people, because I'm a very open-minded person. I got to be who I am and what I came from. So there's no closed-mindedness. No way. You know, but I am very expressive. So if I talk about something repetitiously, I'm sorry. That does not warrant anyone to criticize. But I try to go to different subjects. I talk about my music a lot in most of my podcasts, probably 60-70%, or maybe half, or at least half, because I'm an artist. I make music. You know, I talk about how I wrote the song, the greatness of songwriting, what I learned about songwriting, because the truth is, what I learned about songwriting over these several years, I've been a starring artist and an indie artist that still, you know, the background is so important to the artist to sing or to rap or to express in music. You know, you gotta have the right song, you know, so important. So when I came to L.A., to Hollywood, particularly Hollywood, to want to be a star, I was just into the artistry, which I wanted to sing and sing and sing and be on stage. So I went to a little club in Fountain and Sunset, that there was a club over there in Hollywood. I got on stage and I felt so good. And then I went to these little restaurants in Hollywood, and then I ended up in Burbank, and I dressed up the part, you know, and then I tried bands and stuff that 1991. Yes, I did. I was homeless, and then I got rented a room and did all that. But then I realized it went from that to the artistry is so important, but it's nothing without the song. So songwriting, I was like, oh, okay. I had to realize I had to write my music. I had to write music. I had to have something. So I started writing. I said I started writing lots of notebook, yellow notebook paper. And I had a suitcase, a brown suitcase, and I put all the notebook paper in the brown suitcase. There was, like, I was starving, so I asked this guy who I work with, Chuck. He's in New York State. I don't know where he is, but I was owed money, and I asked him, can he send me a check because I was starving. I think he sent a check to this Skid Row homeless place, and this woman, they took the check and cashed it. They stole my check. So the $200, I was starving. But by the time they got that, they sent it, I was back in Buffalo in April 91, and they sent me the letter. And I said, oh, okay. They stole the check. But I ended up coming back for 2 years. So my mom and dad did not want me to come, but I'm sorry, I had to, you know, try for my dreams, and the rest is history. But learning about music is that the songwriting is so important. So when I started writing these songs, I kept it in my suitcase for over a year or so, and talking to somebody in Hollywood, I was on Sunset Boulevard and Santa Monica Boulevard, and I met somebody, this long hair guy. He looked like he was, I don't know, he was Asian or white, I don't know. Asian, I think. And I was talking to him about music, and he said, why don't you make a demo? And I said, oh, okay. He was long hair, looked like a hard rocker. And I said, oh, okay, make a demo? Yeah, so I started, I made my first demo. And I used those lyrics that I had for a year in the suitcase. So I state the truth, but I'm not just a singer or songwriter who's aspiring, just like lots of others. I make my videos. So a lot of the videos that you see on Vivo, I made them. I made my album covers. So I actually became a movie video director. It's easy to do, but I didn't have no, experience, and I just made it. So I became an all-around artist. And I got on a lot of websites and so on. So it's part of the video making. But the other aspect of my artistry is being a podcaster. I'm very highly educated, so that's a good thing, because I'm aware of what I'm doing, I have the sense of what I'm doing. The perception that I give off can be a variety of perceptions, no matter what they are. People have their own perception or opinion. But what the truth is that I'm perfectly fine. I'm an artist. And artists on a podcast should be respected. What they say, as long as they don't have no hate speech or threaten somebody or say something that's, life-threatening or something and threaten somebody, then, they should be able to express themselves. I mean, again, any type of hate speech is wrong on podcasters, or any type of threatening or something, that's wrong too. Anything extreme. And there's nothing extreme about my podcasting. So I just state the truth. I don't like when people make preconceived notions, especially people who are ill-informed or don't know the difference between what is artistry and reality and what is being ignorant. I mean, they should be worrying about somebody else who is participating in illegal activities outside or doing something to harm to themselves or others. That's who they should be worrying about, not me, or to make assessments on the artists because I do podcasters and Express Thyself. I think that's totally wrong. Even when I'm off, I'm not doing podcasts, and if I make a complaint, there's no way somebody should be making assessments on me. And especially if they're not an expert. Now, if they are an expert, they should not even make any, if they haven't treated me or anything, they should not make a suggestion because I don't have no type of schizophrenia or any, because that's defamation. That's wrong. That's a malicious lie. I mean, being a singer-songwriter, I mean, I wouldn't be with BMI. Most artists are. You know, BMI is the one of the, it's the biggest, largest songwriting organization. I mean, Taylor Swift is associated with them as a songwriter. So is Sting and some of the biggest artists of all time. Elvis Presley is associated with BMI. You know, Tina Turner, the late Michael Jackson. I mean, all those, you know, Aretha Franklin. Think of how many big artists, kings and queens of music, that are at BMI or was at BMI, because all those people are dead. But Sting and Taylor Swift, Rihanna, they're not just pop stars, they're artists. It goes hand in hand. So I am legit. And believe me, when somebody said, oh, sample, whatever, I would never allow people to sample. Somebody said they had 25,000, made 25,000 songs. I said, that's not right, because I didn't give nobody permission to get 25,000. That's a lie. I never received no money from a sample. I never signed anything away. If it was, it would be at a court, and, you know, you had to go to court to know. All you have to do is look on Broadcast Music Incorporated, look up Dove Knight, you'll find 468 songs on there. I wrote 468 songs. All those songs, 468 songs. The truth is I wrote thousands, but I lost a lot of them. And I still wonder what happened to some of them. Some of them were, I put an old man's copyright with a jam band and the bands that I was with in the 90s. I met people all over the place, you know, jamming and writing songs, and we were poor, and I'm still a struggling artist, and I state the truth. Now, speaking of music, what musical aspirations I have for 2024? Well, I'm not releasing anything in 2023 because I did release. I don't know the answer to that. I wrote some instrumentals that was for someone else. Maybe I'll release that. I don't know. It depends. I haven't made any decisions because I released so many songs, especially the last 10 years, 2013, 2014, the videos, the songs. I consecutively released several songs, 10, 20 songs, I don't know, for the last 10 years or so. And the truth is, for a professional musician, that's most musicians only get 10 years of stardom. Or they're lucky if they get one hit, maybe a year or two, and then they're gone. That's how the music business is. But I think because of the internet, that singers can last much longer. They're lasting much longer. If you get to the big mainstream, you know, if you're Taylor Swift or Beyonce or who's big in pop, Justin Bieber or, you know, or somebody like that, you can last 30 years or 20 years because of the internet and because of the connections around worldwide. But the truth is, a lot of artists get their one big hit and they're gone, or if fame is fleeting, most artists don't get to that level. And maybe two or three hits, five hits. I mean, if you get to superstardom, you can last a long time. But I lasted 10 years. Probably nobody paid attention to me, which I don't have. But I was told by Spotify that I'm known in 24 countries for my music. So I guess I do have some fame. Fame without the fortune. But that is true. So what I release in 2024, I'll let you know. I don't know. I'm getting up there, you know. I've been doing it for so long. I am grateful for whatever few fans I have, the fans that like my music or bought it. I'm grateful for some of the people, friends, who bought my first album. Past and Present 2018, that was my first real album. So the next last 5 years, I'm grateful for being on Vivo to make the professional level, even though despite still struggling, I'm still grateful. I'm grateful to be able to talk to you guys because I'm, you know, because of, you know, even though it's free and I'm not making no money and that's not, I did not do it for a hobby because I am an artist, a professional artist, you know, and I really have to express myself. I reached a point in my life that I cannot, you know, be censored. You know, it's like I have to express, and I can't censor someone else. I will tell you, there's somebody, like, I won't say their name, had played something on TV, and it was like some, you know, somebody who I totally was against because they were like anti-minorities, anti-this. And you know what? I told them I don't want that on. If they say anything offensive, like, you know, anything racial or anything, no, they can't be, they cannot be on my TV because I'm very open-minded. But if you look at that and you want to and it's not having any bigotry or anything, then fine. I do not endorse any type of bigotry. I am very liberal. And I don't, you know, I don't like when people call me, some people are so ignorant, they call me conservative. Can you believe that? There's not one conservative bone in my body. I'm very, very progressively liberal. But I respect other people's beliefs. I belong to the Democratic Party all my life. Yes, I am, but I also reached a point where I can see both sides to understand the difference. But I am being a Democrat. But I'm voting for Biden, yes. I hope he wins, I don't know. But still, I respect for other people beliefs who vote otherwise. I just don't want them trying to force it down me. I have people trying to force their beliefs down me, and that's not who I am. Make assessments on me. I remember I had somebody say I was a log cabin. No way. That's all I need to say. But I express myself, I'm very honest, and the reality is that I reached a point where, you know, hindering myself, as long as I don't cross the edges of doing anything offensive or anything, is totally, it inhibits my expression. It just inhibit me, and I cannot be inhibited. So I have to say what I want, and that's the way it goes, whatever consequence it is, because the only consequences I perceive it to be is positive. So, I mean, I am open. I respect other people. PG-13. I may use a four-letter word once in a while, but PG-13. That's all I need to say. I respect other people's point of view. But, you know, we're living in America, you know. It's like free country to be myself and yourself, you know. I state the truth. As an artist, it's important for me to have that. Professional songwriter, yes. But there's something that's going to come up in 2024. I don't know what it is. I'll let you know. I released so much. I think I've reached a point where I don't need to release anything else of how much I released the last 10 years. And I don't think people heard my music that much, so I hope if anyone's interested in my music professionally, contact me, the real Duff Knight. Don't contact someone who ain't me, you know, or contact the real Duff Knight before. If you sign anything, be careful. Make sure it's me. But I ain't signing anything away. I own that music. I mean, God, it's part of who I am. But I respect other songwriters. I really do. Or other artists, actors, or so. How much struggling it is. you got to respect other artists. You have to. I have to. I have to respect other artists. And I want other artists to respect me. And I want other people to respect my point of view, my artistic creative self-expression. I have to. It is the way it's supposed to be for you and me. Good day, good night from Dub Night.